What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Buried deep within Jake Tapper's book, Original Sin, is the real scandal. The fake one, the stupid one, that we've been wasting so much time in recent weeks talking about, is Joe Biden's decline, his dementia, and how the liberal mainstream media somehow didn't know. That's not the real scandal. The real scandal is the one they were covering up by pretending not to know about Joe Biden's decline. And Jake Tapper, to his credit, did mention that one in his book. It just took us about a week to find it. We did over the weekend. And oh my gosh, the real scandal, the true scandal, was who was actually running the White House, the country. And it wasn't Joe. It was a group called the Politburo. Jake Tapper, the author of the book and CNN anchor, Axios, the liberal publication, and even the New York Post all agree on this. Who was the Politburo? Because that's who the real president really was. The Politburo was Hunter Biden, particularly in the last 4 years. And also Jill Biden, along with four aides who really actually did the day-to-day running of things. From the New York Post, quote, in terms of who was running the White House, it's a small group of people that have been around, Original Sin author Alex Thompson told PBS's Washington Week on Friday. Quote, some people within the administration called them the Politburo. That's the term we use in the book. The book is, of course, Original Sin, Jake Tapper's new book. Here's what the Post writes. A small, tight-knit group in former President Joe Biden's inner circle was running the White House like a Politburo, and they were the ultimate decision makers as Biden's health and cognitive function continued to decline. According to the bombshell new book, this group, dubbed the Politburo, included a coterie of seasoned political veterans, including Mike Donilon, Google that guy, he's stone cold evil, Steve Ricchetti and Bruce Reed, but also family members such as First Lady Jill Biden and the president's son, Hunter. So what is going on here, folks? Let me break this down for you. Hunter Biden and Jill Biden were essentially running the country. These are decision makers with an occasional assist from Joe. Now, neither Jill or Hunter is capable of doing the actual day-to-day running of things. That's what Donilon was for. That's what these other folks were for, Steve Ricchetti, Bruce Reed. What's interesting about this is they're all Biden loyalists going back to his term as vice president. In other words, there's not a big footprint here from Barack Obama. And Joe Biden himself is also a part of this. Joe Biden, it's not Weekend at Bernie's, right? Says Jake Tapper. But here's what else he said. Talking about Joe, he has some purchase here. He has some agency and he's aware of some of what's going on. Folks, this is the bombshell. This is why they had to cover up Biden's decline, Biden's health, because it immediately goes to questions of, okay, well, who's running stuff? But what this was, folks, is the first deep state presidency. Who is the first deep state president? The real guy, the deep state covered up his crimes and ultimately installed. And that is Hunter Biden. Once you start looking at the Biden presidency from this lens, it looks entirely different. Folks, remember this past fall, after the gag the FBI and DOJ put on the IRS whistleblowers, Catherine Herridge did that interview with them in which they said, yes, we were investigating Hunter Biden for money laundering. And the Biden family had taken over $30 million from the Chinese in the particular transactions they were looking at, right? There's actually tens of millions more, but they were mainly focusing on those. And they said, look, Hunter Biden took the money. Joe Biden was the big guy. We knew he was the big guy. He got 10%, but Hunter ultimately laundered that money. He didn't pay taxes on it. That's what we were investigating. We weren't allowed to tell you because we were gagged by the FBI and the DOJ, but ultimately they said, both of them, there were two of them, we had the laptop since 2019, and on the laptop was the evidence for the money laundering. It's what we were using. That's why the FBI needed to tell the lie that it was Russian disinformation. They weren't installing Joe in the White House. They were installing Hunter. So I'll attach the Catherine Herridge interview in the sources part of this podcast if you want to listen to it. But remember, Hunter is the guy who did two things. Took tens of millions of dollars illegally from the Chinese. He never paid any kind of taxes on it. Why? He couldn't. He had to register as a foreign agent to take it. If he'd done that, the world would have known how much he took. So he didn't. Taking that money from the Chinese government is flat out illegal. Keep in mind, though, as the head of Bohai Harvest, all over the world where China is, you know, buying up all these rare earth minerals mines to shut us out of the market, they're cutting Hunter in. They're cutting Bohai Harvest in. He's getting half a percentage of the deal, a percentage of the deal here, there. We still don't know what all that's worth. And at the same time, Joe, or was it Hunter, is putting U.S. rare earth minerals mines off limits, shutting them down for 20 years at a time. Remember what else happened? And it now makes so much sense. Do you remember all the Pentagon officials saying what we were trying to get a hold of Joe? We were trying to tell him, we told him, hey, don't pull out of Afghanistan in the middle of the night. It'll fall to the Taliban. Joe does it anyway. And remember, Joe says in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, hey, I was never told the country would fall to the Taliban. I didn't know. Maybe he didn't. Did Hunter? Hunter was profoundly compromised by the Chinese. What do we find out a few months after we deliberately allowed Afghanistan to fall to the Taliban? We found out in the pages of the Wall Street Journal that the Taliban had had a deal with the Chinese the whole time, that China would come in and mine the mines and pay the Taliban billions of dollars. It was critical that Afghanistan fall to the Taliban. Now, remember how this all went down. There's actually video from the G7 summit that summer where the then Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, looks Biden in the face, says, listen, we hear you want to leave Afghanistan. That's fine. Turn it over to us. Give us warning. Because, look, we control that country with 5,000 troops and drones in the air. It's not that hard to do. British, French, they could have done it. What do we do instead? We snuck out in the middle of the night without warning the French or the British, getting a whole lot of people killed. Why? So that the French and British couldn't step up and take control of the country fast enough so it would follow the Taliban. Why? Well, makes a lot more sense if Hunter's the president, doesn't it? Or if Hunter and Jill are the ones running things and they've got four staff executing the rest of it for them. It all makes sense. Let me give you another one. This is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent just last week. And his shock, he says, look, we met with the Chinese. We're trying to cut a deal with them. Remember, Trump cut a great deal with the Chinese last time he was in office, but they never honored it. They gaffed it off. And so Scott Bessent says to him, look, you never honored our deal last time that you cut with the Trump administration. Take a listen to what China told him.
But in January 2020, President Trump produced a template. We had an excellent trade agreement with China, and the Biden administration chose not to enforce it. The Chinese delegation basically told us that once President Biden came into office, they just ignored their obligations. So, we all already have a large framework.
Guy, y'all, I could do an hour on this. Everything makes so much sense now. Remember the Chinese weather balloon that was allowed to fly in circle H over our military installations while the Biden administration made excuses? Of course it was, because Hunter was in charge. These people were profoundly compromised. So is Jill Biden. Okay, now let's really put this together. And to do that, you need another story from this weekend in the New York Post to see how Joe Biden, or was it Hunter Biden, was really the first deep state president. Because folks, look, you listen to Battleground America podcast from 2020. We all knew Joe had dementia. He was using the basement strategy. It was regularly referred to by talk radio. Anyway, the shocking rest of the story just happened to run this weekend in the New York Post as well. It's an article by Miranda Devine, investigative reporter for the New York Post. Headline, FBI agents who covered up Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020 must not get away with it. Why is she writing this? Because we are nearing the 5-year statute of limitations on their crimes.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, to give you the background around on what I'm about to tell you here, because it is shocking. A few weeks ago, Kash Patel released this back and forth conversation, digital conversation that was being had between FBI agents, in which they talked about the best way to cover up the fact that the laptop was Hunter Biden's. Some of it was redacted, which is absurd. Why is Kash Patel covering for these FBI agents? There's nothing classified in here. So Senator Chuck Grassley said, give it over. I want it. We want it. We don't want to have to subpoena it. Give us the entire conversation unredacted. Kash Patel just did. And it's shocking. Here's what it is. It's 5:28 p.m., October 14th, 2020. So heading into the election. They are desperate to censor the Hunter Biden laptop. Why? Because it has evidence of Hunter's felony level money laundering of the Chinese bribes on it. And they need to protect Joe and Hunter from it. Let that sink in. This is the agency that should have been prosecuting them. Instead, they're covering their crimes. Now, here's what happened. Remember that Twitter censored the New York Post, Kayleigh McEnany, who was then the spokesperson for Trump, and Trump himself, as well as tens of thousands of other accounts to keep the truth about the laptop from coming out, okay? And so they're sitting there with Elvis Chan, the FBI's chief censor, an incredibly powerful individual who, at the height of his power, could get people's accounts shut down, could get tweets censored, could shut down viral posts. He was incredibly powerful. He was also a congenital liar. So at the meeting with the Twitter executives, they're saying it's not real. It's Russian disinformation. Behind the scenes, listen to this. Again, at the same time they're lying to Twitter and saying it's Russian disinformation, Elvis Chan, the FBI censor, writes to FBI analyst Peter Courtney, quote, actually, what kind of case is the laptop thing? Corruption? Question mark. Campaign finance? Question mark. Then Courtney replies, close hold. It's a money laundering case on Hunter Biden. So close hold means keep it secret. Close hold. It's a money laundering case on Hunter Biden. Well, we now know what it was. That's the IRS whistleblower's case. It was a felony investigation that was quashed by Bill Barr, Trump's Department of Justice head, the FBI, and Elvis Chan. Courtney replies, close hold, it's a money laundering case on Hunter Biden. Chan writes back, oh, crap. Okay, it ends here. In other words, oh, no. Wow, he committed felony money laundering? Whoa, I'm going to make sure that ends here. I'm going to fix this election. I'm going to hide this from the people so that they will elect a compromise guy, Joe Biden, and his son and his wife, who took the money, can run the White House. In league, I guess, with the Chinese, which is what it looks like. That the FBI was fine with that is absolutely shocking. Yet during a meeting with Twitter again earlier in the day, at the time it was owned by Jack Dorsey, not Elon Musk, the FBI all insisted, nah, Russian disinformation, don't worry about it. So folks, they weren't just covering up the laptop and the embarrassing sex pictures and drugs of Hunter Biden. No, they were covering up evidence of a felony level money laundering investigation in which the money laundered was Chinese bribes. Keep in mind, too, that Hunter Biden wouldn't be pardoned till the end of the Biden administration. Heck, he probably wrote his own pardon. So The FBI is not just hiding the laptop here, not just hiding felony level money laundering, not just covering the fact that the Biden family is owned lock, stock, and barrel by at least the Chinese, likely the Russians and the Ukrainians too, because we know that Hunter took over $20 million in Russian money. How much did the big guy get out of that? But what are they doing here? They're not just covering up these crimes to put people who are fundamentally compromised in an illegal way by our worst enemy on earth, China, in the White House. They're also covering up, burying the felony level investigation into Hunter for money laundering. They're helping him get away with these crimes. Look, why would they do this? Here's my theory. Because remember this, okay? They had this laptop in 2019. It would have been very easy. I've pointed this out to you for years. Our side misses the calendar here when they talk about this. It would have been very, very easy to send Joe and Hunter Biden, maybe Jill too, to prison back in 2019 when they had the laptop. Nobody would have missed him. Because remember, at end of 2019, Joe Biden's campaign was in trouble. Barack Obama refused to endorse Joe Biden. Without it, he couldn't get any traction. And the mainstream media had even begun jokingly running a death watch for his campaign. So if he had been indicted, arrested at that point, it wouldn't have affected the Democrats at all. They would have just run Klobuchar. These people were more popular than Joe anyway. Remember, Joe wouldn't be revived until in South Carolina, Jim Clyburn endorsed him and he got the black vote and he finally won a state. But so why hide this? Why keep Joe Biden alive? It was not to protect the Democrat nominee and get a Democrat president. In fact, they would have had an easier time of that if they'd indicted Joe. No, if you look at it that way, if you look at the actual timeline of the cover up here, here's what you realize. They did it to put the most compromised, the most owned, the dirtiest candidate in the White House possible. Why would you do that if you're the FBI? Because you can control them. Because you can piggyback on China's compromise. Look, Chinese own the Bidens because they knew they had all of the wire transfer data. They had all of the dollar transfer data. They had all of the evidence of the Bidens' crimes, right? Bidens were going to do whatever they wanted. That's the deal. That's why they took the money. That's why, by the way, China gives you the money. It's not to curry favor. It's because they know if you don't register as a foreign agent and you're not registered as a foreign agent, when they hit send on those millions, you're committing a crime. As soon as it hits your bank account, they own you. They are paying to own you. They're not currying favor. Because, folks, it's public information. You can look up if somebody's registered as a foreign agent. Here's the other thing China knows. The second they hit send and transfer that money into your account, into the Biden family's accounts, and you're not registered as a foreign agent, guess what? You can't disclose that money to the IRS. You have to launder it. If you disclose the money to the IRS, you're going to get a felony level charge for not registering as a foreign agent. It's exactly, by the way, what they did to former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, who actually did time in federal prison. Well, Hunter committed the same crime, but times 10. So the second that money transfer went through, China owned not just Hunter, but also Joe. That is why the FBI wanted Joe and no one else. They could have had Amy Klobuchar. They could have had Pete Buttigieg. They could have had any number of people. They didn't want them. They were not compromised. They wanted the Bidens because they were compromised and they wanted to have the first deep state presidency. How important was this deep state presidency? Let me remind you. Remember the 51 spies who lie? They ultimately got the former heads, almost all of the living ones of the FBI, of the CIA, of the NSA, of the Department of Homeland Security, of all of these other agencies, 51 of them, to lie, to sign that document saying, yeah, no, it's totally Russian disinformation. The entire deep state, almost every agency compromised, covered up Hunter Biden's money laundering because the evidence of it was on the laptop in order to put a compromised person, Hunter, his wife, also equally compromised, Jill, and Joe Biden in the White House so they could be controlled. Folks, it is the scandal of the century. Now, folks, let's remember who Hunter Biden actually is. If you don't listen to this podcast, you don't probably actually know that. Hunter Biden's not just some drunk, not just some crackhead, although he is those things. Hunter Biden is the world's foremost bioweapons dealer. Remember when Catherine Herridge was suddenly fired and they seized all of her boxes of information, including her work on Hunter Biden? Among the files they stole were files on Hunter Biden and the COVID origin, something I've talked a lot about on this podcast. You cannot have COVID without Hunter Biden. Remember Metabiota, the only American company allowed to do work inside the Wuhan lab? Yeah, it got all of its startup capital from Rosemont Seneca, Hunter's company. When the Department of Defense needed somebody to act as the go-between between them and the Ukrainian labs specializing in deadly pathogen research that, by the way, is not only illegal in America, it's illegal according to our international treaties that we've signed. Yeah, and served as the basis for the Ukraine war when the Russians couldn't take it anymore, having those bio labs right on their borders. And they've said for years, deadly pathogens have leaked out, killing Russian citizens around them. That was thought to be a conspiracy theory. But again, check the sources in today's Battleground America podcast, because I'll include this. It's the headline from the UK Daily Mail. This is from March 25th, 2022. Headline, Hunter Biden did help secure millions in funding for U.S. contractor in Ukraine specializing in deadly pathogen research. Laptop emails reveal, raising more questions about the disgraced son of the then vice president. Folks, why would Hunter Biden be the go-between here? Why would Hunter Biden be setting up this bioweapons research, both in China and in Ukraine? Because Hunter Biden, again, is a major international player of the most corrupt kind. I've always thought what happened was that the Biden administration wanted to do all this, wanted to develop these pathogens, ultimately wanted to use them for political gain, perhaps in partnership with China, because they worked together to get rid of Trump, to kill his economy, all of that. And they needed somebody either stupid enough or compromised enough. In other words, Hunter Biden was a drug addict. He would have wanted the drug money to act as their go-between so they didn't have to get their hands dirty. That was Hunter. Well, it looks like Hunter ultimately, along with a handful of aides, was the president. Look, folks, I want to read one more line to you from Red State this week. Red State writes, we reported on how fresh revelations surrounding the level of control convicted felon Hunter Biden had over his father, Joe Biden, during the last 2 years of the elder Biden's presidency had brought renewed attention to the infamous White House cocaine incident from the summer of 2023. Okay, so folks, just to wrap this podcast up, the scandal that Jake Tapper was covering up, the scandal that the mainstream media was covering up, was not Joe's decline and how they got it wrong. No, they couldn't talk about Joe's decline. They couldn't talk about his dementia because the next question, the next breath of air, the next question would have been, okay, who's running the White House? And you see where that very quickly goes listening to this podcast. It was Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, two of the most compromised people, along with Joe, in the entire political class of the United States of America. While Democrats screamed and yelled about how Trump was compromised and Russia had taken over the country and Russia was running the country, it wasn't. This truly was not only the first deep state presidency, this is the first Chinese presidency. Pray there isn't another this century. It'll finish this country off.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.